Hello and welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. We are joined today by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad. The Beis Havad received the following somewhat humorous question, and I'll read it here verbatim for the Rav to respond to. Every time I drive with my family, my wife insists that I go exactly the speed limit or below it because, quote, that's the law, and dino de machus adina, so we must follow the law exactly, even if other people do not. My children, however, object that no one drives exactly at the speed limit, and I'll probably get rear-ended if I do, so pikuach nevesh is more important. Who is right?
Yeah, interesting question. Question that goes on in many families. Obviously, there's different levels of speeding. You know, obviously, anything that's pikuach nefesh would be prohibited. If it's taka pikuach nefesh to go too slow, that would be a problem as well. To go too fast in a way that's dangerous to society, it'd definitely be prohibited. In certain cases, I've heard psukim that maybe not in this case specifically, but Rabbi Yashiv has said in the, that a person who's, let's say, falling asleep at the wheel or drunk driving, it could have a din of halacha of a roidev. And if a person were to, let's say, even shoot him to save somebody, that would be acceptable because it could be a roidev. So obviously, we're depending on the speed. If he's going a speed that's really putting people in sakana, could have very serious ramifications. The exact speed limit is something that's is questionable because. In this case, dina machus adina would really only apply if it's something that's generally accepted amongst the entire population.
I mean, you could see in as far as enforcement, many people go 5 to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, and they'll generally not get ticketed or summoned for that.
Right.
So it seems that just from the customary practice of the police, they seem to be allowing that to go, and would that impact
right.
as far
yeah,
as what the Rav is saying?
Many people that they, put their car in cruise control 9 miles per hour. I think there's even like an unwritten law that up to 10, anything under 10 would not be ticketed. So, if everybody's doing it and that's really built into the law, many of these roads, that can handle much more, and they just do it that way because they know people try to push the limit. A little bit, so that would not be in a violation of Dil Malchus Adina. But again, if it's something that's the betterment of society, it means even if it's not a sakana mamish obviously is usur. But even if it's not, if it's somewhere in middle where it's more than it's faster than people go, and it's not, and the general driving traffic, it doesn't really allow for such speeds, and really it makes people nervous, and it's and it could come to some type of sakana, then that would be. A violation of Dil Malchus Adina, but if it's within reason, then there would not be a problem.
Now, when we talk about within reason, there are roads where you'll drive at certain times of the day, and all traffic are consistently going almost in unison 15 to 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. So would that be acceptable? Because like the Rav is saying,
it's
the
some
norm.
Some would say at 3 o'clock in the morning, even 90
right.
miles per hour could be, there's no cars on the road, what's going to happen? But That's an interesting question. I imagine, anything over the acceptable speed would be a problem. But anything within reason would be okay. With Dina Malchus Adina involved.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive additional ones or to sponsor future videos, please click the link below or visit basehavad.org.